Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. This is our master, Dr. Julie Hagen, and we are here to welcome each and every one of you. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners in more than 195 countries? We're being heard literally all over the world in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, China, Brazil, Argentina, Australia, U.S., Virgin Isles, Canada, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Big and Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Root International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Big and Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christian and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, stay tuned for the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. Praise the Lord again, everyone. And yes, we are live. We are live here on DBJN Network on the Live Talk Radio. And once again, we'd welcome all of our guests. And as you know, our Chief Ambassador will be joining us momentarily. And we're going to ask all you to please stand by with us for a moment. And we'll be right back. Unless we have Missionary Hendrick, Ambassador Hendrick. If you're here, if you'll continue on until you hear his voice, that would be a great thing. Are you here?
I'm here.
God bless you, great woman of God. Listen your hands.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Hagen.
Amen. Good evening to everybody. This is Ambassador Lake Hendricks, and we're going to go ahead and proceed until we hear Dr. Johnson's voice, our chief ambassador. So we're going to ask, we'll take our prayer request. Anyone have a prayer request? Anyone have a prayer request?
Yes, ma'am. This is Sister Lucille. I'm asking the saints to pray for me.
Is Lucille okay, unspoken?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, anybody else?
I'm asking to keep Bria Diabostic on our prayer list, please, and Dr. Ben Johnson.
Oh, you here, Chief?
Yes,
okay,
ma'am, but you're doing a good job. No, you're doing a good job. Carry on.
Okay. Ambassador Dr. Betty Johnson on the prayer request. Anybody else?
Yes, this is Ambassador Dreamlake Frierson. I would like to request prayer for a young man that's 22 years old, in jail, and suicidal.
Oh, my. Okay. Anybody else?
Did you get his name, Ambassador Frierson? Did you get his name?
No.
Okay. I'm going to ask all of you, when you come in to a person, a situation like that, an emergency, try your best to get their name. God knows who we're talking about. It would be good for us to have the prayer on target to know who that is. Amen. Pray for
him. Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Anybody else? Prayer request? Man, we're gonna always put Dr. Betty on there. We already said she was gonna be on there every night, so we're putting her on there. Rhea, we're putting her on the prayer request, their granddaughter. And family. Anybody else? Well, Chief, it's in your hands. Back to you.
You can carry on. Amen.
I turn it back to you. It's so good to hear your voice, so I turn it back to you.
God bless you. And to all of you on the prayer line, on the blog line tonight, we certainly want to, our format is to pray for you all and then to offer up, along with all the other requests, and offer up a thousand thank yous unto God. I believe the Holy Ghost revealed it to me. Just the other night, I got a call, and it was someone who shared with me that their daughter worked at one of the malls, amen, I believe, either a mall or Walmart or somewhere, and they had one in the corner where they would count their steps, amen, and they had walked about 55,000 steps over the weekend. And how many know that God allowed her to walk that many steps, or him, to walk that many steps? And it takes a lot of energy to take one step, let alone 50,000 or 65,000. Say then the Lord rebukes you. It takes about 60, a lot of energy to make one step. God had to give them the energy to make 65,000 that kind of. And think about how many things he's done for you. How many steps did you take between last night and today? Not only that, how many breaths did you breathe? Who let you breathe them? Did you do that? How many heartbeats did you have? Who let you have them? Did you do that? Somewhere in between here and last night, something ought to click in your mind that you owe the Lord some praise. It really ought to click in your mind. You didn't do any of that. Amen. Not only that, who healed your body last time? Amen. It kind of, many times when God does things for folk, and he's the one who's done miracles for them, guess what they do many times? Instead of going to God who gave them a miracle last time, they'll go to the doctor 50 times. And try their best to trust him rather than God. And it insults God, and when it does, well, he says, I've been there for you. Not that person. I've been there for you, and yet you trust him over me. God says, go ahead and let him do it. You know, when you need me, I won't be there for you because you didn't trust me. I healed your body, and you wouldn't trust me. Amen. Let's learn to trust the Lord. Amen. Don't call on your friends first. Don't call on the doctor first. Call on God first. No, I know I'm in the Word seeking first. Call on God first and see what he'll do. I got it from the old school, from the old church. They used to go to God first. Even when they got sick, they say, if I can just make it to the church and the saints pray for me, God will give me a miracle. And it happened just like that. If I can make it to the church and let my pastor pray for me, God will give me a miracle. Now, some will say, well, this is a different day. Yeah, it's a different day because the people don't trust the Lord. But the same God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's able. I heard somebody sing that Sunday. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's able. And so this is a prayer line. We believe that prayer can change things. And we're not discounting anybody, but ain't nobody on this level. I don't care how long they've been doing this and that, practicing this and that. Couldn't be on the level of God. And I defy anybody who would say that they are, because God already chastised me about even putting anybody on this level. Amen. So let's give thanks to God for what he has done, for all the miracles. He had a praise report on the prayer line today that God removed cancer from somebody's body. Who did it? They had cancer. They were going to the doctor. They had cancer. Then they said, we prayed on the prayer line. The prayer line prayed. And after that, they didn't have cancer. Now, explain that. Man, I just give God the glory for everything he's done. We've had so many praise reports. And God has to be doing these things because nobody else can do them but the Lord. Just like nobody can else can let you breathe all night long but the Lord. So many people went in, amen, because God removed his hand. And so let's recognize if a person can walk 65,000 steps over a weekend, nobody let them do that except the Lord. Talk to anybody who's had a stroke. They can't hardly move their finger, let alone take a step. And when they're recuperating, they just get so happy when they take one step. So it has to be God that allows these things to happen. And if it is, and I know it is, but I'm asking, if it is, do you think he deserves praise for it? Let's do it. Yeah, and we're praying for you, Sister Lucille. Amen. We're praying for you, Peter, over there in the armed forces. We're praying for you, Dr. Betty, and we're praying for you, Ambassador Lex Bryson, and that young man who's thinking about committing suicide. Oh, yeah. I had people come to my concert who were there, and I know what God can do. So this is our week of Thanksgiving. This is 7 days of praise. So let me pray it like this. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Lucille. And I thank you for her prayer request. And I thank you, Lord, for answering her prayer request even before I can call. You're there. I don't know what you're going to do, but I know that a prayer request is answered because you are right now God. And Paul and Silas prayed at midnight. You heard the prayer at midnight and dispatched the angel at midnight, and the angel made it to the jail cell at midnight, and they walked out. Oh, my God, right around midnight. You are on time, God. I want to thank you for touching Sister Lucille and her family and her auntie. Thank you for that and giving a financial miracle. And I want to thank you for giving her a good job, Lord, that she might be able to be a blessing to her family and her family can be sustained. I want to thank you for Bria, Father, and for how you're giving her a miracle, even as I'm speaking and praying, and how the prayer went out over her even last night. Oh, God, thank you for touching her. I'm thanking you in advance for what you're going to do, and thanking you for what you've already done. Thank you. I want to thank you for Dr. Betty, Lord, and for the miracle working power in her body, and her body, everywhere, Lord, that you would heal her. Thank you for giving her peace in heart and peace in her mind and healing in her body. Oh, God, thank you for that. Thank you for Ambassador Lex Friesen and the young man who was on the verge of committing suicide. I pray for him again that you might touch him and block that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give him a mind to live for you. The enemy is trying to take over the minds of the people, especially the young people. But I'm asking you to turn around, whoever that young man is, touch him and deliver him, I pray. And then, Lord, I pray for financial blessings for those who are making sacrifices for you. Lord, just said you're not unfaithful. You're not unfaithful. You're faithful to remember those who worked in your vineyard. And God, you will bless them. Thank you for the exchange of wealth that's coming. And you shall bless your people, oh my God, like lightning, like as never before. The blessings of the Lord shall ring out from coast to coast. The news will wonder what happened. And will never have seen anything like what you will do. And thank you for it. Lord, thank you even for myself. I remember me, Lord, tonight, that you would look on me and bless me. In the name of Jesus, we try to do a work for you. And yet, when I started talking about witchcraft in the church, it seemed like the enemy has tried his best to come against us, and the prayer line, and the blog line, and the youth prayer line, and every meeting, the ambassador's meeting, and everything else. But God, I want to thank you for the attacks of the enemy, because it simply means that you're getting ready to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask. God, thank you for it. We bind the devil like you said we could. We bind him in the name of Jesus. And we loose blessings upon every one of these components of first fruits. Everyone on the prayer line, the mother line, Lord, on the youth prayer line, on the blog line, and every component on the ambassadors, every meeting that we have, let the Holy Ghost ring out, and we praise you and glory for it. Thank you. We thank you for the Holy Ghost ringing out. That's what we want to do. We want to keep praising you and not asking, Lord, but we're praising you for the Holy Ghost ringing out. And we're praising you for blessing every component of first fruits, and also for blessing the convention in an ultra, ultra, ultra awesome way. Ain't nobody like you, Lord. Can't nobody do what you can do. And God, we bless your holy name. Now, as we give you praise tonight, amen, help us to give you, with people coming from all over the world, we offer at least 3 billion praises unto you. Coming from India, Africa, Asia, Russia, everywhere, Lord, Afghanistan, I can just keep naming, Iraq, Iran, England, Rome, France, everywhere. But we just praise you for the people who are leading people all around their area into thanking God. Oh, God, 1,000 times a night. And we praise you for it. You gave it to me when I was on my way back from Florida to Texas. And I was tired, trying to go to sleep. And then I said, Lord, if I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. And Holy Ghost, as I was trying to go to sleep, you woke me up and said, why don't you? I didn't even know what you were talking about. And you said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? Explain from that, Lord. And we are thanking you all over the world now 1,000 times a night. Even conventions of other organizations are trying to propel this.
We can't hear you, Chief. Chief, we lost you. Amen. Let us go to thanking the Lord until he come back.
Thank you.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank
you. Jesus. Oh God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody on the broad line. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for every prayer request, Lord. Lord, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. We believe in miracles. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for traveling nurses. Glory to God. As we travel on the highways, oh, God, thank you. Thank you for your shield of protection. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, there is none like you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, for supplying all I ever need. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, what a mighty God. What a mighty God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for being a way maker. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you for opening up doors. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Being clothed in our right mind. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for using activity of our limbs. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, we got eyes we can see. Glory be to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We got a tongue we can talk. Thank